Enrollment at community colleges in Maricopa and Pima counties is dropping. Pima Community College has seen 19% fewer students than in the fall of 2019, while at the Maricopa Community Colleges, enrollment is down 17%. The interim chancellor of the Maricopa Community College District says one of the 10 colleges in the system currently has positive enrollment growth, while the rest are down between 5 and 10% on average. KJZZ, by the way, is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District. Stephen Gonzalez joins me to talk more about the decline in enrollment and what officials are doing about it. And let me first ask you broadly what you make of these numbers.
Well, they're really interesting numbers and clearly have been affected by the pandemic. When I stepped into this position back in 2020, our enrollment was actually upwards. And in March of 2020, as we were going into the summer and fall semesters, we were tracking over 6% increase in enrollment compared to that time over the previous year. So we were pretty excited and felt like we were beginning to see a change in Maricopa, because over the last several years, we've seen a steady decline in enrollment since the improvement in the economy after the 2008 economic collapse. And then in March of spring break, we went on spring break, and then the pandemic became a reality for everybody, and things just haven't been the same since. And so we were seeing at one point as high as a 30% decline in enrollment. We salvaged some of those numbers, and we started the fall 2020 semester about 15% down. And that's about what we saw in a decline overall for that entire academic year. And so today it's fall 2021, and we're down about 3 to 4% in headcount. Clearly not where we want to be or where we thought we might be, but it's not unusual when we are compared to community colleges in urban areas across the country.
How much of that drop do you blame on COVID, and how much might be other factors?
That's an interesting question, because the only thing that I have to point at is the fact that, you know, we're in a worldwide pandemic, and that really just turned the world up on its head. And so I don't have any other reasons at this point in time.
So obviously declining enrollment means declining revenue for the district. How does what you're seeing in terms of student numbers affect the district's bottom line and its ability and the ability of its individual schools to do the things that they want to do?
Well, for us at Maricopa, when we experienced about a 15% decline in enrollment overall last year, we saw about a 3% reduction in our operating budget. That's fairly significant for us. And fortunately, going into the pandemic, we were pretty sound financially and had some decent reserves to help us get us through. The life saver for us, however, has been, you know, the passage of the CARES Act and the HERF dollars that have infused significant dollars into our system to help out with grants for students, but to also help bridge the gap in where we have lost dollars due to lost enrollment. If not for that, I think that we would be in a much dire situation. So we've got to get this figured out, because I don't anticipate that there will be continued federal dollars coming to help rescue colleges. And that's the assumption that we're going to operate from. I think planning otherwise might be irresponsible on our part. So we're going to do all that we can do to make sure that we get enrollment back to a level that, you know, allows us to generate the revenue needed to sustain our institution.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not counting on any more federal money, the state does not fund your particular district. I would imagine it's fairly incumbent on you to get that enrollment back up, at least some amount, right, to make up some of that money.
That's absolutely correct. If we don't do that, then we're going to be forced with making some pretty tough decisions. We were able to keep everybody whole through the pandemic for our part-time and full-time employees. So we're really proud of the fact of being able to do that. To see a 3.5% to 4% decrease, again, it's not where we want to be. It's not setting off any alarms for us at this point, but we've got our work cut out for us, and we've got quite a bit of work to do.
So what do you try to do to bring students back? I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you were down more than you are now. How do you try to get more students in the door and get them into classes?
Well, we've done a number of things, and fortunately, the CARES Act dollars and the HERF dollars have allowed us to do some things like provide grants. We've had some students who were receiving up to $1,200 in grants to fund their pay for tuition, books, whatever they needed to have paid for. We've also capped tuition at 12 credit hours. So whether you're taking 13 credits or 20 credit hours, you're going to pay a flat tuition rate. We've also wiped off student debt up to a certain dollar amount for students that have had debt to encourage them to come back if that was the only factor that was preventing them from returning to the Maricopa system. We have had a number of campaigns at each of our colleges where students who were with us in the spring but didn't sign up to come in the fall, you know, that for some colleges that number might be up to 1,000 students, and there have been campaigns where their employees have called those students and recovered quite a bit of them to say, look, we need you to come back, we'd love you to come back, you have dollars that you've left on the table through financial aid, you're just this many credit hours from completing your certificate or associate's degree, and we're here to help you. And that's been extremely helpful in getting many of those students back.
How optimistic are you that those kinds of things and maybe other things that you can try going forward will get you back into positive enrollment territory?
You know, I say we're going to throw everything and the kitchen sink at this. We're not giving up. It's truly a task that requires us to be extremely creative and innovative, patient yet hurried in our work. This is a time when our students need us most at the community college level. And that group of students is, for whatever reason, is having a really difficult time getting to us in this moment. And as I said, it's at a time when they need us most because they've got to do something to change their own economic position and their own career outlook. And again, I point to the pandemic as the primary reason why this seems to be a difficult time for them to get to us.
All right. That is Stephen Gonzalez, the interim chancellor for the Maricopa County Community College District. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.